Chapel Hill, North Carolina is now the first place in the country to completely ban drivers from using their cell phones at all. That includes hands-free devices. Police won't pull somebody over for talking on a cell phone, but if you're caught making a traffic violation while in Chapel Hill, you might get an extra ticket. The ban goes into effect on June 1st, but much of Chapel Hill's business community thinks it goes too far. We're joined now by one of them, Dave Cotton, co-owner of AdvantaClean, an emergency cleaning service that covers Durham, Raleigh, and Chapel Hill. Dave, I wonder how much the cell phone has become part of your business. I mean, the cell phone is a relatively recent development. How much do you use it while you're driving?
Basically, since my vehicle is my office, I am on it most of the time. When I'm driving from point A to point B, I'm using that time to contact potential customers, check in with my technicians who are on job sites, and then people are calling me to ask questions about what's going on, confirming appointments, confirming what equipment we got on what job. So it's basically, it's part of me 24/7. Since we're an emergency disaster response team, I need that access to it.
So what's your response to, say, the safety statistics that I'm sure they gave as a reason for putting this ban into place? 1 in 5 people killed because of distracted driving were using a cell phone in some way. Are you worried about safety for yourself or your drivers?
Well, which is one of the reasons why we have Bluetooth, so that we actually have both hands on the wheel. I mean, when New York actually banned the use of handheld wireless communication devices, their study showed that there wasn't really any great change in the accident rate. Yet now all of a sudden I'm hearing these new reports that the distraction is all based upon cell phones. Is it because they're texting or because they're carrying on a communication or carrying on a conversation?
You make the distinction because you don't text. You only talk on the phone.
Absolutely. I don't want to see anybody texting. And quite honestly, I support the ban on the use of a cell phone on a handheld device.
I see.
But I do not see why you would outlaw the fact that you could use a Bluetooth. I mean, I push one little button and I'm in communication with someone. Our phones are set so that we can actually voice dial with them so I can contact my technicians without having to look at a phone or dial anything. And nowadays, with the actual wireless communication built into the vehicle itself, how are you going to regulate that?
Well, what are you going to do come June 1st if this ban goes into effect? How will you then transact your business?
I need to pick up my phone to handle my business. It is a secondary violation. I'll try to follow the law as the best I can.
Be the best driver you can be so you don't get pulled over first, right, Dave?
Correct. And I still feel with both hands on the steering wheel, I'm a much safer driver that way.
Are you talking to us from a cell phone right now?
Yes, I am.
Are you in a car?
Not this morning.
Okay, just making sure. Dave Cotton, co-owner of emergency response cleaning service AdvantaClean in the Triangle area of North Carolina. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.